The first running event with the 4x8, they ran a career season's best on a not very nice day, you know, because the wind was blowing. We ran 8:30 and a little change. I think it was 8:30:55. And those four ran really well. You know, Grant's a little under the weather. He's been fighting a cold and can't breathe real well. So, you know, that if you can't breathe real well, it's a little hard to run. But he gutted out today. You know, he ran the 4x8, and then he also ran the open half, and he was not very happy with his open half time or his performance there. And he said he would never allow that to happen to him again. He was never going to run that way ever again. So that was exciting to hear from him. Just a real solid group of four. Weston was our leadoff guy. Kind of let the front two guys get away from us just a little bit. It was North Platte and Gothenburg, kind of let them get away from us just a little bit. We did eventually reel Gothenburg back in. They were short a leg yesterday. They let one of their guys run the open quarter yesterday. He ran a nice time in the open quarter, but so we'll battle with them again come Saturday. So we need to make sure that we're ready for that. I know that our guys will be ready. So Weston let us off. Patrick Gross was our number two. He gives us a very solid performance. He's, you know, 208 the last 2 weeks in a row. So that was exciting to see for him in the adverse conditions that we had. So he ran really well. And then Josiah was our anchor. He ran 204 yesterday as our anchor guy. And then, you know, he's really coming back off of an injury. Last 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, we've been nursing him along, let him compete a little bit. And then once his injury that he's been that's been bothering him flares up a little bit, we just kind of take him out of the meet, you know, don't let him compete the rest of the day. So yesterday he ran the 4x8, felt really good. Let him run the open quarter or open half, and he runs 205, which is nice to see from him. And then he was able to turn around and run a 4x4. I think his split in the 4x4 was a 52, so and he felt good when he's all the way done. So that was exciting to see for him. That just means that we'll have a healthy Josiah, hopefully, you know, knock on a little wood, that we'll have a healthy guy the rest of the season for him. So so the 4x8 went really well. And then, you know, you talked about Lucas. You know, he came into the 100, you know, ran nice prelim time, won his heat. Had a mishap in the finals, had a false start. What our guys need to realize, one, and we've talked about this, a rule came out this year, the NSAA decided that they wanted to have starters hold the people in the set position a little longer, so like a two-second count, that's what they're trying to get is a two-second count. Now, you probably shouldn't say that, because now everybody's going to try to guess. They're going to count 1,001, 1,002 in their head. Then our starter that we had yesterday, he is traditionally holds people long in the blocks anyway, so then I think he holds them just a little bit longer. So we won't see him unless we see him at the district meet. Typically, we see him Gothenburg and a few other meets, but we won't have him for district day, so we'll have some other guys that are traditionally do our district day. But you know, he false started. Lucas false starts in the 100 meters. I know he's very disappointed about that, but he also turned around and ran career best by a hundredth of a second on a cold, breezy day in the 200. You know, he ran 22:44 yesterday. He still leads our district in the 200. Weston Walgren also ran the 200 yesterday. Because we're trying to kind of figure out what we're going to do with Weston for district day. So we tried out some stuff yesterday, ran the 4x8, and then turned around and ran the 200. And that seemed to work pretty well for him. You know, and he's set to number three currently in our district. He ran a 23:77 yesterday, or 79 yesterday, which sets him number three in our district, which is nice to see. That's a really nice time for him. He had to run it twice yesterday, not three times like we did at a previous meet. So that was nice to see for him as well.
I know in the hurdles, I think Osney Barber, I think he had a PR in the 300s, if I'm not mistaken.
He did have a PR in the 300s. He was running really well in the 110s. Come to hurdle 9, and he really crashed hurdle 9, which then threw him off for hurdle 10. And he was unable to recover from that, and just he did finish the race, but it was not as his season's best or career best by any means. But Osney is really coming on for us as a hurdler. You know, he ran mid-15s for us earlier at the Gothenburg meet, ran mid-15s, which is really a nice time for Osney. He's just, you know, he's only a sophomore, and he's still continuing to learn and hurdle well, and it's just exciting for him. He ran his best set of 300-meter hurdles, so that was exciting to see for him. You know, we also have the Hansen boys that run the hurdles for us, and they are really coming along as well. You know, they're running in the 17s, which is exciting for them. I don't think it's too far. You know, they're going to run even faster. You know, they work really hard. Those guys just all work really hard. But it's exciting to see the progression, you know, because if you saw Davian and Micah last year run, and then if you see them run this year, it's they're whole different hurdlers than they were a year ago. So that's always exciting to watch those guys progress.
Good results yesterday. Nevertheless, good competition at the Bader Invitational. Yep. And now the big one is coming up a week from today, 11:30 start, if I'm not mistaken, just across town a little bit,
yep.
Southwest Conference Tournament.
Southwest Conference. Yep, a lot of good competition coming to town. You know, we'll have 9 teams at the track. Clear across the state, you know, we go from Ainsworth, Valentine, Mendon, Gothenburg, Ogallala. You know, there's going to be some very good runners, regardless of gender, whether it be boys or girls. You're going to see some great competitors there, some great competition. And so if you're looking for something to do next Saturday and want to watch some great competition, you know, come on down. It should be an exciting day. Hopefully, you know, Mother Nature's mm-hmm. kind to us, doesn't give us a real windy day, gives us a decent day to compete.
Because the meet's schedule is winding down here really quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, so we will go. We have our Southwest Conference, which is Saturday, and we will take probably a few. I don't know how many. You have to qualify for the Best of the West, and we will put a few people in that we think that we need to maybe hone a few things or tune a few things in or get a little more competition for those guys that might need it, or just to hone a few skills. So that's what we'll try to do, see how that works. We're not going to take the whole team to the Best of the West, you know, because you have to qualify. You have to enter a time or a mark and then be selected, because they only take the top 8. So if you're a hurdler, they take only 8, so they have to run 1 heat. So you have to qualify for that. We'll have to see how that all goes. But right now, you know, we're set for Southwest Conference, and then we do have a JV meet the following week as well. We have a JV meet Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll have JV meet Monday, then we have Southwest Conference Saturday, then we have Best of the West and a JV meet